Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey there, it's me. Now, before you say anything, yes, I know it's 3 a.m. I tried to get to voicemail as fast as I could, but if I disturbed your sleep, then I'm sorry. I really am. Truth is, the only reason I'm doing this is because I guess I may be just a little drunk. I mean, not enough so that I don't know what I'm doing, but just enough to stop myself from chickening out of leaving you this message. So, if I don't do this now, I never will. To be honest, I was actually planning on talking with you about it tonight. Had my whole speech prepared and everything. I did everything but practice in front of the mirror, but as luck would have it, you were a no-show. Now, no, I don't blame you, but I won't pretend I didn't put a little bit of a hitch in my plans. I mean, an evening hearing about Melissa's boyfriend trouble in some grungy bar wasn't exactly what I had in mind. I really just wanted us to spend some time together, you know? But I understand you had stuff to do, and I shouldn't have bet everything on you showing up anyways, which, brings me, well, it brings us to the reason I'm calling you in the first place. Okay, here it goes, I guess. I know you have a crush on me. And I've known for about a year now. Well, to tell you the truth, I only had a hunch until Melissa confirmed it for me. Now, no. I don't want you to be mad at her. And I know you made her promise not to tell me, but to be honest, dude, you just weren't very good at hiding it in the first place. I mean, you were always staring at me. Every one of your friends noticed it. The second I have my back turned, your eyes just lock onto me. And sometimes it's my hair. You seem to be a little fixated on it. And sometimes you just stare at any piece of skin that I happen to have on show. You know, whether it be a shoulder, maybe just a wrist. Sometimes a collarbone, if that happens. Because you know how I am. Or, of course, sometimes, you know, you're staring at my ass. I swear, I can feel your eyes burning holes in my jeans when you do that. People have also told me you act different around me, too. I don't know. Well, maybe you laugh a bit more, or maybe you just act like an idiot in love. But, no. No, don't worry. I don't mean it in, like, you know, a negative way. I don't mean it like that. It's just that there's this look in your eyes that I can't misinterpret. And I see you trying so hard to hide your feelings from me, but still, it's just so obvious, you know? It's been since the beginning. I know me telling you this might embarrass you. And in fact, I know you might be terrified at the prospect that I found you out. But the reason I'm calling you is that there's no reason to feel that way. And I don't understand how you haven't realized it yet. I won't pretend that I felt that way as long as you have. I mean, at first you were just a friend, but when I understood your feelings for me, something changed. and I started seeing you differently. I couldn't help but, you know, I couldn't help but be enamored by your nervousness. And every time I noticed you trying to impress me, my heart just felt warm and lucky. 'Cause you're an amazing person. You're kind, you're funny, and you're always so dependable. And knowing that, with everyone who surrounds you, I was the one who caught your affection. I felt lucky, I guess. I asked myself, why me? What did I have that made you like me more than other guys out there? And eventually, that question changed from why me to why not? Why wouldn't I love you? Why hadn't I realized how much you really meant to me up to now? And then I understood that I have a crush on you too. So I started doing everything that I could to make you notice it. I stared at you just as you do, and I laughed a little bit too much at your jokes. No, I don't mean that in a bad way. I told all our friends, and I hoped one of them would at least betray my secret. The guy dropped hints everywhere, and I thought that for sure you'd understand, but somehow you didn't. You kept on assuming that I wouldn't love you back. That you were in, well, the friend zone or something. So now I guess I'll just have to stop dropping hints and just say it flat out. I like you. A lot. A whole lot, actually. And, oh dear Lord, you have no idea how much I want to shout it out from every rooftop. I want it to be known, and I want to be able to kiss you. I want to feel your arm around me when I feel sad. And I want to put my arms around you when the world becomes too much for you. I want to make jokes that belong to only us. I want to know what being your boyfriend feels like. You know? I want to feel the taste of your lips. I want to know how you fuck. And I want to stop being your friend, and I want to start being your man, you know? Your boyfriend and all that. And I want you to be my partner. I'm sorry for being so blunt. I know the alcohol is helping me here. And excuse me. I'll probably be horrified by all I've just told you in the morning. But by then, it'll be too late for me to take it all back. 'Cause you'll know everything. And I think it's better that way. Well, please talk to me as soon as this recording's over. I need to hear the words I've been waiting for. I don't even ask you to accept my proposal. And maybe I was wrong, and maybe you've gotten over me since. And maybe I just need to stop pretending. Well, I guess I should stop talking now before I say too much. Well, I hope you're sleeping well, and I'll talk to you in the morning. I'll talk to you soon, gorgeous.